Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. Our coverage of the Denver Gold Forum 2019 continues with the next company on our roster, Minera Alamos. Minera Alamos trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol MAI. I'm pleased to be joined by President Doug Ramshaw from Minera Alamos, who will be answering some of our questions today. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Cindy. It's very nice to be with you.
Fantastic. Tell investors a little bit about your company. Give them an overview and sort of background on Minera Alamos.
Absolutely. We're a Mexican-focused mine development team, advancing a couple of projects towards production right now. Our team has been operating down there for 12 years and built three mines during that time. So the first operation we're looking to start construction on in about a couple of months' time. And it should move us to gold producer by this time next year.
That is so exciting. I mean, that is definitely a company to watch. Going from exploration to actual producer is quite a feat. So, and it's in such a short period of time. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I always say the best way to take advantage of a gold market is to be producing the stuff.
Right? Absolutely.
That's what we plan to do.
Perfect. Okay, great. You recently also announced another new mineralized system at Gold Ridge. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Santana is going to be our first operation. We'll build it out at around 30,000 ounces a year to start, but it's for very low capex, sub 10 million Canadian capex. So, we specialize in low capital intensity projects, and
right.
This is no exception. The upside for the project is targets like Gold Ridge and others on the property, which we're starting to get a good handle on now. And we think that Santana is going to be something that can ultimately be a much larger producer than that. But we want to grow our resources out of cash flow rather than equity placements. We think that's more shareholder friendly. So, you know, these targets will be drilled largely out of cash flow. We will be testing them on an ongoing program that's going on right now. But most of our resource expansion will take place as the mine's built and grow it that way from internal resources.
Great. It sounds like you've got a couple of projects on the go. Can you sort of break that down for me and give me a description of each?
Sure. So Santana is the first project located in Sonora. It's a great place to operate. The permitting process there has been just over a year to get to where we are today. Sonora is no exception to mining. It's a great mining state. Our other project, La Fortuna, is in Durango. It's a slightly higher capex project. It's a 50,000 ounce a year producer. We have a PEA out on. It's very low cost, sub 500 US all-in sustaining costs. And we will plan to make a construction decision on that kind of Q4 of next year. So we roll out this first mine in year one, second mine in year two, and then grow from there.
Great. Tell me about mining in Mexico for listeners that might not sort of know that landscape or what that involves, what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's an incredibly prolific area. I think a lot of people think of the great silver mines of Mexico, but it's no stranger to great gold mines, too. And Sonora hosts some of their bigger ones. It's very mining friendly, especially, you know, where we find ourselves in Sonora. A lot of the historical mines are kind of coming to a close. So the state government is very aware of that and is very supportive of new operations. Our team is largely a Mexican team, mm-hmm. and we know the lay of the land down there and work very well in the country. So we couldn't be happier for a jurisdiction.
Sounds great. Can you tell me basically a little bit about your current valuation of your stock, why you think that it's a good buy right now? And obviously with moving into being a producer, that's important to note as well when you're discussing that. So,
sure. I think the big thing about what we've done, I mean, we trade with roughly a 75 million Canadian market cap right now. We've seen some appreciation in our stock over the last few months and a lot more volume. I think more as a consequence of us executing on our business plan rather than the broader gold market. We're obviously supported by big investors like Osisko Gold Royalties and generalist funds out of the US. And our story is resonating now because, you know, we model all our projects at 1250 gold. They will all make good money at 1250 gold. The nice thing is, you know, when you are in a $1,400 or $1,500 gold market, with our approach to mining, you know, that should flow down to the shareholders. And, you know, we have analysts covering us from Cormark and Haywood Securities, and their projections are as turning, you know, many tens of millions of free cash flow in the coming years as a consequence of focusing on low cost production that does not require, you know, much in the way of startup capital to get to.
Right. Yeah, no, that's all very good. And of course, it's always producers that move quickly when the markets are looking bullish. So that's a fantastic position to be in for sure. That's great. Anything else that you'd like to leave investors with to keep in mind and keep an eye on highlights of what's going on for the company in the next, say, 6 months or so?
Sure. I think we'll have the funding package in place for that mine construction to start over the next month or so.
Yep.
The ongoing drill program should start seeing results come back to us in sometime in October, and those results should flow into the new year. I think the biggest thing when I talk to people, you know, and I know it seems like an unusual concept, but, you know, you say you're going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm very proud that when we come back and we're talking to people again, we've done exactly that. And I think our execution is the cornerstone of us as an operating company. So, you know, there's a lot at our website in terms of our next 12 months. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to really kind of proving that those timelines are accurate. And the execution of them will lead us to that kind of promised land of being a new gold producer. There aren't many of them.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Lots for Stockhouse investors to follow you along in the next coming months, obviously. Thanks so much for sharing all the insight on your company with me today. I've been speaking again with Doug Ramshaw, who is the president of Monero Alamos, and Monero Alamos trades under the symbol MAI on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thanks again, Doug. And again, Stockhouse investors, Doug wants to deliver on the timelines that he set out, and we very much look forward to having the opportunity to check back in with you again and follow up with you, and you can give us all your great news and let us know where the mine is at. So that's fantastic. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. Thanks very much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.